This is Brewers on Tap.
Welcome into episode number 19 of Brewers on Tap, the official podcast of the Milwaukee Brewers. My name is Jeff Levering, your host of the podcast. And don't forget to submit your questions each and every week via Twitter using the hashtag Brewers on Tap. Later on in the podcast, you'll hear from Brewers center fielder Carlos Gomez, as well as Brewers icon Jim Gantner. And that leads us perfectly into this week in Brewers history.
And now, this week, the Brewers' history.
Back on July 7th, 2008, in the biggest trade in franchise history, the Milwaukee Brewers acquired the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner C.C. Sabathia from the Cleveland Indians in exchange for outfielder Matt Laporta, pitchers Zach Jackson and Rob Bryson, and a player to be named later. And that player to be named later ended up being outfielder Michael Brantley. Sabathia went on to post an 11-2 record with the crew and a 1.65 earned run average for the Brewers and helped guide them to their first postseason appearance since 1982. And on this date, July the 8th, 1990, the Brewers pounded the Angels 20-7 as they scored a franchise record 13 runs in the fifth inning. Oddly enough, the crew scored six times in the fourth, so 19 of their 20 runs scored happened in just two innings. It was a tough day for the Angels starting pitcher, Hall of Famer Burt Blyleven, and their starting catcher, now Brewers television analyst Bill Schroeder, who did hit a home run in the ballgame. Jim Gantner, who we'll also hear from later on in the podcast, led the way for the crew, going 3-for-4 with five runs batted in, and the late Darrell Hamilton was 3-for-5 with a grand slam and six runs batted in. That's this day in Brewers history. And now let's take a listen back to last week's highlights.
Lind trying to give the Brewers the lead. The infield is in. And a swing and a base hit up the middle. On the first pitch, Lynn drives in Lucroy, and it is 8-7 Milwaukee. And Kyle Loesch to the right side, glove by Hernandez. The throw is high, and Loesch and Howard come together. That's going to make a really funny picture.
How about three hits for Kyle Loesch, though?
Good for Kyle Loesch.
Yep, three hits and knocking down Ryan Howard. What do you get for that?
2-1. Ground ball. Lynn's got it. K-Rod is there. The ball game is over. Makes it look easy. Francisco Rodriguez, three up, three down, three ground outs. And the Brewers win and they sweep the Phillies in a four-game series. Adam Lind with the game-winning RBI.
Carlos Gomez comes to the plate with the sacks full of Brewers. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a high drive deep into left field. Bird back at the track. Gone! Grand slam, Carlos Gomez. It's 9-0 Brewers. And we asked for insurance and we got it. Home run number 6 for Gomez. And there was a little doubt off the bat that that one was going to find the seats and left.
In the air, right center field, hit deep. Hamilton going back. He's at the track, looks up, and goodbye. A home run for Gerardo Parra. Lead-off home run for the Brew Crew tonight. And again, the Brewers strike in the first inning as Parra bangs out yet another lead-off home run. Gives him 6 homers overall for the season.
Adam Lind sends one to right. Deep, warning track, get up, get out of here and gone for Adam Lind. And the Brewers have the lead on a 2-run shot by Adam Lind. That's his 12th of the year.
1-1 pitch driven deep right field. Back is Bruce at the track. It is gone, a home run. Adam Lind hits home run number 13, and this game is tied 1-1.
balls deep. Adam Lind will watch this one fly. A two-run home run for Adam Lind. And the Brewers add to their lead. It is now 6-0. Three runs are in here in the seventh. 3-2 pitch. Votto swings and misses. Down he goes. And Taylor Youngman with an exclamation point. 8 strong innings here today in Cincinnati. Just 1 run allowed. What a performance by Youngman. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Parra. That ball's hammered deep right center field. Way back. Gone. A home run. Gerardo Parra. Stay hot, sir. Number 8 for Parra on the season. His 3rd in his last 4 games. And the Brewers get one back with a quick strike from their leadoff hitter.
Adam Lind had a huge road trip in Philadelphia and Cincinnati, going 9-for-25 with 3 homers and 12 runs batted in. Kyle Loesch had 3 hits and a form tackle of Ryan Howard. Carlos Gomez hit his first career Grand Slam, and you'll hear more from Carlos about the historic blast in a few moments. Taylor Youngman threw a career-high 8 innings in a win in Cincinnati as well, and Gerardo Parra continues to shine at the plate as he hit .448 on the road trip, hit 3 home runs in 4 days, including a pair of leadoff shots. The Brewers set a couple of records over the last road trip as well, as Milwaukee went 7-0 on their most recent road trip to Philadelphia and Cincinnati, and it was just the first time since 2008 that Milwaukee had swept a 7-game road trip, and just the second time they'd accomplished that feat in franchise history. Adam Lind also went on an RBI binge as he matched a franchise record with a run batted in 9 straight ball games, matching George Scott from 1975, Cecil Cooper in 1982, and Carlos Lee in 2005. Congratulations to Adam Lind, matching the franchise record with an RBI in 9 straight ball games. And Aramis Ramirez had an 8-game hitting streak during the 8-game winning streak for the Crew as he hit .520 with a home run and 11 runs batted in. And now it's time to catch up with the Crew this week as we chat with center fielder Carlos Gomez.
Let's catch up with the Crew.
We're joined now by center fielder Carlos Gomez. And you got your first grand slam of your career. How'd that one feel?
No, it feels really good. You know, after I have a couple games, like not feeling really good on the plate and swinging a lot of pitches out there, strike some. Yesterday, yes, I come and make a sample, try to drive the ball to the middle of the field. And I have some couple breaking ball mix out of the strike zone and come to me. And I drive out of the ballpark. But that feeling really good. Taking me 9 years to do this, but, you know, it's really awesome.
What were you thinking when you made contact going, man, I know this one's going to get out of here. I had a feeling you knew it when you hit it. But at the same time, what was the feeling like? I mean, it's your first grand slam of your career.
No, for be honest, I don't know. I'm not sure that that ball gonna come out. I'm react like that because, you know, I had a man on third, and my job is put the ball in the outfield grass to at least 1 run and score. So I did it, and the ball carried really good, and we play in a really good comfortable ballpark too. You can hit a home run, so the ball continue going, and soon that I know is out of the ballpark, and I'm, you know, start jogging the base, and after that I get to the dugout, I feel really good.
Now, after the ball game, you got quite the ice bath. How was that?
This is the first one that I have, and it's really cool, you know, it's really cool. Normally after the game, I jump in the cup top for like 15 minutes, but yesterday I know how to do it because I'm really cold.
You're already frozen. Chatting with center fielder Carlos Gomez, and chat a little bit about the offense. I mean, it's just everybody seems to be going right now. And when this offense gets going, I don't think anybody can stop them.
I mean, you say it, you know, we have a really, really good and deep lineup. And I know we're not doing like we're supposed to, like we believe that we can do. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, like, you see, when you have like 4, 5, 6 guys extremely hot in the lineup, you're going to make a lot of run. Especially like the lineup we have, speed, power, and really good hitting. Because when you see Jonathan Lucroy, I mean, Geraldo Parra, solid hitter, Jonathan Lucroy, great hitter, Ryan Brown, Alan Lynn, Aramis Ramirez, and Scooter Jeanette beat like really hot. The only couple guys that not being like really consistent hot on the play is me and Segura. And, you know, the last couple games we do the job. So if we always stay like that, we're going to make a lot of things to turn around.
How about hitting in the number five spot recently? How you feeling there?
I mean, I feel good. That's why I prepare myself to be. And, you know, bomb the guy that I'm not putting any negativity and anything in my mind to bother me to play. So, but that's why I'm preparing myself to be, you know, I'm feel like I get close to click to the player that I believe that I can be, because I don't feel like I'm there yet. But, you know, more experience, another year in experience, I think, you know, I'm more close than I used to be the player that I believe that I can be.
How the legs feeling, most importantly?
I mean, you know, every day is a challenge. Every day, like, you come here and something new come out. But, you know, the more important is good enough to play every day and play my game. Like, you see me try to steal on bases, score from first to third, to home. And when you see stuff like that for me, it's like I'm ready to play every day.
And you always got a smile on your face.
I mean, you know, it's a gift and it's a bless. Every time I'm here and do the job that I love, why not have a smile? You know, sometimes frustrated, you feel a little upset, a little angry. But it's because you care. And when you work so hard to get better and you don't see results, sometimes you get frustrated. But you have to step back and continue to focus and continue your plan. And I think you're going to be all right.
Carlos, again, congratulations. Great stuff. Way to get your first salami. And Carlos, thanks so much for the time, man.
All right. Thank you.
And after he was really the only guy that did not have a good series against the Philadelphia Phillies, just a couple of hits and 19 at-bats, he certainly made up for it in that first game in Cincinnati.
Let's break it down.
Now it's time we break it down this week on Brewers on Tap. And we talked earlier in the podcast about on this date in Brewers history where the Brewers scored 13 runs in the fifth inning back on July the 8th in 1990. And we chat with the second baseman in that ball game, Jim Gantner, who is a Brewers icon here. And Jim, can you remember 25 years ago in that ball game? I mean, it was a beautiful Sunday, as you just told me, but tell me a little bit about that ball game.
Yeah, I know that we were behind, like you said, 7-0, and I can remember scoring a lot of runs. I didn't realize it was 13, but I remember that game, beautiful Sunday afternoon, playing the Angels, and you know, I guess you told me we got all those runs in the fifth inning and ended up 20-7. But being down 7-0, that was a good comeback by us.
Pretty good starting pitcher on the other side of things, too, that you guys knocked out.
Yeah, Blylevin was tough. You know, he had a good fastball and an outstanding curveball, probably one of the best in the game at that time. And I remember facing him, everybody said, well, they're going to sit on the curveball. And I said, I'm just looking for the first fastball, because if he throws a good curveball, I'm not going to hit it anyway. So I just looked fastball, and hopefully I didn't miss the fastball when I got it, because I definitely didn't want to hit that curve. Probably couldn't hit that curve. So I was up there definitely looking for fastballs.
Do you remember how you did in that ball game?
Not really. I know I got one cheap hit against Mike Fetters, because he brings it up all the time, teasing me. And I guess it just hit the outfield grass on the third baseline, and I guess bases were loaded or something. But I didn't remember it until he mentioned it to me, that I didn't even get the ball out of the infield and got a double. So, you know, I like getting hits like that off against pitches, because that's when they get mad. You know, sure. If you get a good screamer, they don't say too much. But if you get a duck fart, you know, they get pretty upset.
All right, 5 RBIs is what you did. And Fetters did not retire a batter in that outing. That makes you feel a little better.
Yeah. You know, he had a tough day. Like I said, he was throwing good, but everything we hit fell in. And it was one of those days where, you know, you hit the ball and you get a hit. Other days you hit the ball and you don't get hits. But that day everything was falling, and Mike Fetters had a rough day.
Do you remember who was catching for the Angels that day?
Yeah, you told me Bill Schroeder. You said he hit a home run. But Rock always did good against us when we played him. After he left Milwaukee, played for the Angels, he always got some hits off us and got, I think, yeah, quite a few home runs off us.
Chatting with Jim Gantner and kind of jogging his memory a little bit. 17-year career here in Milwaukee, and you're a Wisconsin native. What did it mean for you to play your entire career here in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate, and, you know, not too many guys get to start their career and end their career in their hometown, home state. And, you know, I was just fortunate enough to stay with Milwaukee, and they wanted to keep me around. So it's very nice for the family. And, you know, only have one home during the season, go to spring training and only have one home. And that made it easy on the family. But, yeah, I loved Milwaukee. I loved the state of Wisconsin. I still live here, and a great place to raise a family. And I was just very fortunate to stay with Milwaukee the whole time.
And you get to hang out with the Brewers a lot, too. I mean, you're down here at the ballpark pretty much every night. We've got a night game, too.
Yeah, you know, I'm usually down here during night games, hit ground balls or take throws from the infielders, and we do some camps on the field, you know, on off days, Miller camps, and usually Davey Nelson, myself, Jerry Augustine, and Gorman Thomas. So, and we visit some suites, you know, and make some appearances. So I'm very fortunate Milwaukee kept me around, and I'm very happy to be here.
Have you seen Don Sutton since the Braves have been in town?
No, I wasn't here yesterday because I didn't hit on the field, so I'll probably see Don today and say hello to him, and but no, I haven't seen him yet this year.
The last homestand that we had, the Twins were in town, and Paul Molitor came in, and I understand you guys had a nice little powwow, just kind of a nice little alumni get together, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, Gorman was down here and seeing Molly, and you know, talking to him about managing and about his team, and well, we mentioned some good old times, and you know, I wished him good luck, and that guy knows baseball, and he's going to do a great job for the Twins.
Is it pretty easy for you to get together with all the guys that you played with, the old teammates? It seems like the Brewers do such a good job of bringing you guys together.
Yeah, they have events for us, which is very, you know, I'm thankful for that. And we do the baseball alumni down in Lake Geneva coming up on August 9th or 10th. And see some guys at Davey Nelson's golf outing. So it's good to see ex-players, and, you know, it's fun to get together and have lunch and talk about the good old days.
You mentioned the golf outing. How'd you play?
Not very good. You know, I used the whole course, but I didn't hit the ball too well. Maybe four or five lucky shots. Other than that, I don't play much golf, just use these charity events.
You say you use the whole course. Does that mean you played a little army golf, little right, left, right, left, right, left?
Oh, you bet. You know, I get my money's worth, and I think I lost only 10 or 12 balls, so that's not too bad.
That's not bad at all. Jim Gander, I got one more question for you. 13-run inning. Have you ever been a part of anything like that where you scored more than 13 runs in any inning?
Not really. I don't think, you know, I had never been involved in a game like that, and I don't think I was coaching when I was involved in a game like that. So that's a lot of runs to score in one inning, and it doesn't happen too often.
If you set yourself up and you say you lead off that inning and you get out and you come up again in that same inning, how much pressure is it on you not to make another out in the same inning?
You know, it's kind of tough. You know, you don't want to make, you know, you don't want to make two outs. You definitely don't want to make three outs, but I don't know if I ever did make two outs. I know I got a hit and maybe made an out the second time around. But, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to make two outs, but it can happen.
You ever been struck out by a position player before?
No, I haven't. You know, it's a lot of pressure. I'd rather face a pitcher than a position player because it's a little tougher on you. You know, you don't want to strike out against a position player, but it happens. And I haven't really faced too many position players.
Well, Donnie Hill in that particular ball game got Rob Deere. Not that Rob Deere didn't strike out at all, but he got Rob Deere, and I'm sure you guys gave him the business that day.
I'm sure we did. You know, Donnie Hill, just remembering him, he had a very good curveball as a position player, so I could see him striking out Rob Deere with a, you know, nasty curveball. So that can happen.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes with us and going down memory lane 25 years ago.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday, but time goes quick, and, you know, when you're playing, it doesn't seem that quick, but once you get out, you know, it went fast. So I tell players, you enjoy one game at a time because it goes very fast.
That's Brewers icon Jim Gantner. Spent all 17 of his big league season in a Milwaukee uniform, hit 47 home runs, drove in over 550, and hit .274 in his career. We heard from the past, now let's look at the future as we check in on the farm.
Checking in on the farm.
As always, we remind you to check out our blog, Minor Details, by visiting us online at minordetails.mlblogs.com. Tyler Cravey was named to the AAA All-Star team a day before he was called back up to the major leagues in Milwaukee. Cravey made his second career start on Tuesday against the Atlanta Braves. Sky Sox pitching coach Fred Dabney will represent Colorado Springs in the All-Star game, which will be played in Omaha on July the 15th. The Brewers saw promotions from the Arizona League to Wisconsin for right-hander Cody Ponce. Ponce made his debut at the T-Rats on Sunday, throwing four scoreless innings. And the second rounder this year has allowed just two earned runs in nine innings with seven strikeouts and two walks. Left-hander Wei-Chung Wong is still pitching well in Brevard County. The lefty picked up his fourth straight win on Sunday afternoon and has allowed just one earned run over his last three starts, spanning 20 and two-thirds innings. Biloxi right-hander Jorge Lopez has been unbelievable over his last five starts, going 4-0 and allowing just four earned runs in 34 and two-thirds innings, and he hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in any start since the month of May. Lopez has struck out 32 and walked just nine over that time span and has allowed just 18 hits. For his efforts, Lopez was named the Brewers' Pitcher of the Month in the organization. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers outfielder Brandon Diaz was selected as the Minor League Player of the Month for June, as Diaz hit .311, scoring 16 runs, hitting three homers and driving in eight, while walking 10 times. He was an eighth-round pick back in 2013 of the Brewers. And finally, in the Arizona League first-rounder just last month, Trent Clark returned to the field after missing 12 days due to a neck strain. He's hitting .333 so far in his professional career. Shortstop Gilbert Lara is still red-hot, hitting .373 with a team-high 13 RBIs in the AZL. And 18-year-old Demi Ormoloy debuted with the Arizona League Brewers last week, and he's had seven hits in his first 18 at-bats as a pro.
Here's what's on tap with the Brewers.
Well, the Brewers will be on the All-Star break, but Miller Park will be open on July 14th, that is next Tuesday, as the ballpark will transform into a soccer pitch to host an International League soccer match between the popular Mexican team Club Atlas and Newcastle United FC of the English Premier League. Plus, the first 10,000 fans 18 or older will receive a scarf courtesy of Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Tickets are on sale now, starting at just $25, and you can get those at brewers.com/soccer. And after the All-Star break, the Brewers will be at home for a weekend series against division rival Pittsburgh. That series starts July the 17th through Sunday the 19th, and the weekend series will feature a Roll Out the Barrel t-shirt giveaway on Friday, plus the Brewers' annual Negro Leagues tribute game on Saturday evening, and Chris Davis bobblehead day on Sunday afternoon. Visit brewers.com for tickets and more information. That'll do it this week for Brewers on Tap. Don't forget to tweet your questions each and every week to the Brewers account using the hashtag Brewers on Tap. Thanks to our great guests this week, center fielder Carlos Gomez and Brewers icon Jim Gattner, for breaking down that 20-7 victory against the Angels 25 years ago. My name is Jeff Levering. This is the official podcast of the Milwaukee Brewers. This is Brewers on Tap.